Blog Talk Radio. not, it takes a nation to raise a village. True love can be endless, and that you can get your souls out of scrimmage. A love letter to my one daughter. Don't ignore the form. You can hearken and listen, follow forevermore. The light will guide us if in the law we find peace and solace. Praise the highest, keep our feet and mouth from being quiet. So much to say, it's got to be more than physical. Spiritual, send our praises to God who sent you, who you tailored for. I want more. So my desires have to be by works, but I refuse to let money define me as my worth. I understand it takes money to keep up the system, but such is fear, yeah, better known to us as wisdom. Without it, it's desolation. But first you try patience. A marriage can be heaven sent, a covenant of trust for whoever that was stepping it. A lily on my stone, so you
the
must
almighty said it.
It's not good to be alone, so we caused a deep sleep and took woman from his phone. Set her on side, the king, queen on the throne, got a family of their own. They have
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. So we give all honor. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the mighty one of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And this is nothing but the truth. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh. Now, what will we be discussing this evening? Well, we'll be discussing this evening the choices that we make. And it's been quite profound lessons that's been taught this week, dealing with Yahweh's hiding place and what does it mean to have peace, and dealing with the various things of tranquility that Yahweh's people seek. But in all these things that we seek, and all these things we search for, and all these things that we look for, they're all choices. And Yahweh put two choices before us. And we're making, whether we are oblivious to the fact or whether we know the fact, we are making choices every day that pertain to either one of these two issues. And the issues that Yahweh put before us, the issue that Yahweh has commanded his servants to choose from, is recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, that's Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 15th verse. Deuteronomy 30 and 15 reads, "See, I set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, and that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land whither you goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other Elohims or other deities and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record the day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may as love Yahweh your Elohim, and that you may as obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So what Yahweh has set before us, he set before us blessings and curses. He set before us life and death. And as I stated earlier, whatever decision that we're making is going to pertain to either one. Either it's going to pertain to blessings or it's going to pertain to curses. Either it's going to pertain to life or it's going to pertain to death. And Yahweh said, choose life. But what is it when you choose death? What is it when you have chosen the ways of death? Well, Yahweh made two things synonymous with each other. Yahweh said that he set before us life and good. So if you're doing the things that are good, and if we're doing the things that are good, we're doing the things that pertain to life. But if we are doing the things that are evil, then we're doing the things that pertain unto death. And little do our people know, little do our people may have considered, that life and death are choices. Now, I'm not just speaking about the physical death, the rod that all man has to pass under, because that's the judgment of the Most High. But there is a death that's chosen. And what does it look like when you have chosen death? What does it look like when you have chose to go out of the way of the Most High? Because that's choosing the ways of death. Yahweh said that if we choose in life, we walk in all the ways of Yahweh. So that means if we refuse to walk in the ways of Yah, if we refuse to keep his laws, if we refuse to keep his commandments, we have chosen the ways of death. And you're choosing death every day. You're not choosing to serve the Most High. You're choosing death every day. You're not keeping the commandments of the Most High. You're choosing death every day. You refuse to follow the statutes of the Most High. And you're choosing death every day when you don't hearken unto the words that Yahweh has put in the mouth of his servants, his messengers. You're choosing life. You're choosing death when we make these decisions. But how does death look like? Because our people would think that death just means that you're physically no longer here. Well, my people, don't you realize that Yahweh has made it so dead are walking amongst us every single day? We cast our eyes upon them. We may even speak to them. We sit beside them. We may be in the store together. Every day we walk amongst the living dead. Why? Because they have chosen death. Death covers them, and they don't even know it. So how does it look when you have chosen death? It's when you've chosen to walk out of the way of the Most High. Now, how do I know that walking in the ways of the Most High is not choosing death? Undoubtedly, it's choosing life. Well, because it says this in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, I'm going to read the sixth and the seventh verse. And it reads, "For Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And then it's in verse 7, it reads, "He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So Yahweh is a buckler. Yahweh is a shield. Yahweh is a defense. Yahweh is a protector for all those that walk uprightly. So that means if Yahweh is a protector for those that walk uprightly, then what is he to those that have chosen the ways of death? Well, Yahweh is in opposition to what he's given us, the very life that we walk around with every day. And how does this look? How does walking in the ways of death look? Well, let's turn and see what this looks like. Because it's not like the movies that we see Stephen King or these horror movies where you walk around with eyeballs hanging out and your skin all scratched out and you can see human flesh and eating brains and all this. No, all these things are what they call fictitious characteristics. But when you chose death, and when we choose death, this is exactly what it looks like. If you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. And Jeremiah 6 and 16 reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, ask for the path that our father Abraham walked in, Isaac walked in, Jacob walked in, Moses walked in, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah walked in. Walk into the path that the prophet Joel walked in, that Habakkuk walked in. All the servants of Yahweh walked in, and they was prosperous. As for the path that our forefather Job walked in, because in these ways were ways of prosperity, and Yahweh was a buckler unto them." So this is why this is the counsel that's commanding us. This is the sound wisdom that Yahweh has laid up for his servant. He said, ask for the old path. In society, they're trying to do everything new. And they make everything old look like that's a played out thing. Man, that's how they used to do it. That's how they used to talk. That's how they used to walk. That's how they used to move. That's how they used to serve the Most High. But we serve them differently now. Well, Yahweh is commanding us to ask for the old path. Yahweh is saying, ask for the old way. But just like the people of then, or just like the people of now, look at what they said when this wise counsel was given, commanding us to ask for the old path. In verse 15, and Yahweh said, not only ask for the old path, but he said, where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And that's what the people are saying today. We do not choose life. We are choosing death. I'd rather go down that dark alley where there is no light. I'd rather walk with these foreign gods that don't breathe so I can be just like them. I'd rather go in the path of destruction rather than go into the path of being rebuilt. That's what you're saying. You say, we will not walk therein. I don't care what you show me in the scriptures. I'm not going to keep the Sabbath day. I don't care what you show me in the scriptures. I'm not going to pay tithes. And I don't care what you show me in that book. I'm not keeping the laws. And I don't care how many testimonies Yahweh say they refer to. I'm not going to either one of them. I want to walk in this new way. I want to walk in this new path. I want to walk into the ways that please me. Well, when did Yahweh struck this? He said, ask for the old path. He said, ask for the good path and walk therein. But we refuse to walk. And also we said in verse 17, also I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. They don't care what's going on. They don't care about what signs that they see in the world. They don't care what's taking place. They're not going to hearken to the instructions of Yahweh because they don't found the path to walk in that they're comfortable in walking in. They don't found the path that they see fit. and they happy and walking in. But it's not the path for the righteous. It's not the path for those that have chosen life. They've chosen death. They don't consider the signs that's in the world today. They don't consider the things that's taking place in the world today. All they care about is their own pleasure and how they can get these pleasures accomplished the next day. But they don't lay none of these things to heart. They don't lay none of these things to mind. Why? Because Yahweh lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. And if you done chose evil, you're not righteous. So you don't see none of these signs. But the righteous will lay it to heart. The righteous will lay it to mind. The righteous will consider. The righteous will know why wisdom instructs us it is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting. Because in the house of mourning, that's where you consider. That's where you meditate. That's where you're able to think what times that you were in. But when you go into the house of feasting, all you're worried about is the turn up. All you're worried about is being entertained, keeping your belly full, keeping the drinks pouring, keeping the party going, with no consideration of time at all. And this is why Yahweh commanded his servants to choose life. Yahweh said, choose the good path, which is the old path, and walk therein. But we don't want to hearken to the old path, and we sure don't want to hearken to the watchman that Yahweh has set up. We don't want to follow the sound of the trumpet at all. And this is why we're being consumed daily. This is why we are becoming casualties on a daily basis, because we're not laying this to heart, because we're not walking in the old path. We're not walking in the good ways. We're walking in the ways of the imaginations of our own hearts. And all it is doing is leading us into destruction. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Because a lot of our people are under the impression that they have chosen life when they choose to serve another idol. A lot of people think that they have chosen life when they choose to walk in the path that's opposite of what the Most High has put before them. And a lot of our people think that there's no possible way I could ever speak death into existence. The Almighty has called me, it's my time. Well, if that's the case, and if that's the instance, then why is this instruction given in the book of wisdom? In the law of wisdom, why does it say this in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Yes, satisfied with the words that come out of your mouth. It fills up your belly because you think you're being bold as a lion by telling off them Israelites that saying we got to serve Yahweh. You think you're being bold as a lion by going against the words of Yah and his testimonies. You think you're being bold as a lion by telling off and separating yourself from your people. You think you're doing the thing that's in the ways of life, but really you're walking in the ways of death. And you satisfied. Your belly is satisfied by the words coming out of your mouth. And you know that's the truth because all you got to do is get some of these leaders today. They get to telling you a bunch of false doctrine. They start telling you things that Yahweh has not condoned. They start telling you things that Yahweh has not left for a testimony. And they're doing it every week, every day, every other day with a smile on their face. Why? Because their belly is satisfied with the words that are coming out of their lips. But Yahweh had this left in verse 21. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So yes, keep eating that fruit. Satisfied with the words that's coming out of your mouth. But understand, whatever you eat, whatever tree you eat this fruit from, you either eating from the tree of life or you eating from the tree of death. And if you eat from the tree of life, it's going to be established by Yah. If you eat from the trees of death, then it's going to be established by you and your works. So the vast majority of our people, they eat from the tree of death. They refuse to eat from the tree of life. How do you know that they refuse to eat from the tree of life? Because anytime you give them sound wisdom, they don't want to hearken to it. How many times have the teacher stood up here and taught on how we should be eating, how we should get our diets in together? But you can't stay away from them cookies, ice cream, that pop, Kool-Aid. It's too good to take until you on your deathbed. How many times have the teacher's minister stood and talked about the Yahweh said he don't like no whores or whoremongers? But you can't stay away from that flesh. You got to touch it. You got to rub on it. You got to just do things because that's what's making you feel pleasurable. Now, as a result of your pleasure, you're on your deathbed. How many times have the servant of Yahweh warned us about taking a day off? Just take a day away. Leave the work behind. Leave the stress behind. Leave the worries behind. And let's focus on Yahweh. Let's keep the Sabbath day and let's make it holy. You start off with just one, then surely Yahweh will give you two, because everybody going to be established. But you can't stop working. You got to make that money. You got to make that dollar. So you just work and work and work and exact your pleasure and your pleasure until you find yourself in the ground. And now you're on your deathbed. And now you pleading for the service of Yah, and you pleading for your people to pray for you. But Yahweh said, he set before us life and death. And don't think because we don't see people depart from this earth that their story has ended. Yahweh called home a beautiful servant this week, Elder Peor. Yisrael, a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit, kept a smile on her face. And yes, by hearing the news that we heard this week, instantly our hearts was put in the house of mourning. But Yahweh want us humbled and want us to consider there's certain people that are leaving this earth that Yahweh is calling home. And this is not an accident. This is not just a mere slip. Yahweh didn't fall asleep on the wheel. This is a sign to give us a sign of the times that are rapidly approaching. And we're going to discuss further what this sign is. But this lesson was inspired by this beautiful elder that Yahweh called home. Because despite any shortcomings, that's between her and the Creator. But one good thing that I can say about the beautiful elder, one of the good things I can say, one of her last moments on this earth, she was in Yah's sanctuary, praising Yahweh. She was in the midst of Yahweh's people, doing exactly what the Most High commissioned, to do the fastest that Yahweh says pleasing. Dedicated her works to the Most High. And she didn't go down serving an idol. She didn't go down worshiping anything else. Confidence in the Creator that we're going to see this elder again. Just like I have confidence that we will see Moray Elisha again. And I'm confident that all the souls that Yahweh have put to sleep, that's done righteous works in the name of the Most High, we'll see again. But if you've chosen the ways of death, you'll be seen again, but it won't be to in the way that you think you'll be seen again. Turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. And this is a lesson for all of us. Because all of us at one time in life have chosen the ways of death. Some of us are still choosing the ways of death. So don't think because you're in the land of the living, you're making all the right choices. No, you just here by the mercy of the Most High. But what is wisdom? What does Yahweh instruct us to do? In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. In 2 Chronicles 15:1, it reads, "And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear you me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And this is nothing but the pure, unadulterated truth. If you with Yahweh, he with you. Even in your darkest times, even in your times of travail, even when you think that there's no hope, Yahweh keeps giving you a way out. Because Yahweh going to be with you if you with him. Yahweh is going to carry you when you know when you're not able to walk. And Yahweh will preserve you even when you don't know how to preserve yourself. Because Yahweh is not only the maintainer of life, but Yahweh is the giver of life. And these are the benefits when you chose a life. But make no mistakes about it. Don't get it twisted for a moment. You forsake Yah? Oh, he forsakes you. And that's why there's been people that's walked out of the sanctuaries of Yahweh and they lost their spirit that Yahweh gave to them. And they still not right. Now, they may have other people following them. They may have other people listening to them. They may have other people that will call them wise. But trust and believe, they forsook Yah. All that has forsaken them. And if Yah has forsaken you, and you done forsaken Yah, then you dead. You've chosen death. You've chosen death to be a cloak upon you. You've chosen death to be a wrap around you. And if you've chosen the ways of death, then why is so many people saying they pray for people? They're praying for people. Why are people that are choosing death asking to be prayed for? Do you know what the instruction of Yahweh has commissioned for those that have turned their foot from hearing the words of the Most High? You think that life is coming to you? Well, let's see. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. And it reads, "The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." So make no mistakes about it. When you done chose to walk away from the Most High, oh, you dead. And not only are you dead, but now you're in the midst of the congregation of the dead. It's called your churches. It's called your mosque. It's called your little meetings that you gather. Praise gods that are not Yahweh. It's the words that, it's the people that you follow. And all they have is a bunch of vanity on their heart. Nothing of the ways of life is in them. Everything about them is vain. They walk is vain. Their talk is vain. Their eating is vain. Their drinking is vain. Everything about them is vain. Now you in the midst of a congregation of the dead. So of course when you're telling your people, Yahweh is coming to redeem his people, and the vast majority of the people will reject it. When you tell them that Yahweh's salvation is near to come, and his righteousness to be revealed, that it's rejected. when you tell them that Yahweh has a son, and they the sons and daughters named Yisrael, that Yahweh did anoint one with his holy oil, and his king David, that's instantly rejected because they don't wander out of the way of understanding. They don't wander out of the way of departing from evil. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to go right and make a covenant with death. They're going to make a covenant with evil. And Yahweh said that he said before us, blessings and curses, life and death. And he said, choose life. And Yahweh have showed us how to choose life. Just ask for the old path and walk in the good ways. But we said we will not hearken. We said we will not hearken to the trumpets that's blown by Yahweh's messengers. So not only are we walking in the ways of death, but we made a covenant with it. And this is exactly what happens when you wander out of the way of understanding. And there's going to always be questions. There's going to always be disputes. The wicked always got a question.
Let me ask you this. So-and-so in the scriptures, did he keep the law?
Well, if you look at the ways of Yah, you would know that he kept the law.
Well, let me ask you this. So-and-so in the scripture says to gather all the clean animals and the unclean animals. So did Noah eat unclean?
Well, if you had chosen the ways of life, you would know that Noah didn't eat unclean.
Well, let me ask you this. So, the Sabbath day, you had to have a sacrifice. So, can you keep the Sabbath day without having an animal sacrifice?
Yes, you can keep the Sabbath day without having an animal sacrifice. And it's a perpetual questioning after questioning after questioning because they're not seeking the ways of understanding. They're not seeking how to depart from evil. They're trying to justify evil. They're trying to justify wickedness. They're trying to justify perverseness. Why? Because they amongst the congregation of the dead. See, the dead that's physically in the grave, they can't praise Yahweh because they in rest. They resting. Yahweh has them in a state of rest. But what's the worst about it is if you walking, talking, breathing, seeing, hearing, and you refuse to give praises unto Yahweh. Now you really know you in the congregation of the dead. My people, this is what choosing death looks like. And our people are making this choice every day. See, this death is not the same death that Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter and the 16th verse, where he said that the father should not be put to death for the sins of the son, and the son should not be put to death for the sins of the father, but every man must be put to death for his own sin. That's the judgment of Yahweh. This death that people are choosing today, this is a slow death. This is a slow mental death, physical death. Because every day that you walk in, you're dedicating your works to evil. Every day that you walk in, you're dedicating your works to darkness. Every day that you walk in, you're dedicating your works to go further and further into the abyss of hell. And I'm not talking about no hell and what they done gave us with some little devil with some drawers on with a pitchfork poking at you. No. This hell is the grave. This hell was, as Boreas Isha described, this hell that we are in today is in the lands that we are scattered in today. These are our graves. And all we have is a bunch of oppressors poking at us. Why? Because we have chosen the ways of death. Let me show you another way how we have chosen the ways of death. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. And we're going to read about a testimony of when the nation chooses death. And when we read this testimony, I want you to see if you can see any parallel to what we're reading about and how the people are acting today. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And 1 Samuel 8 and 7, it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Abram, Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people, and all that they say unto you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." And this is when the nation of Israel, they wanted a king. Not because Yahweh had fell short, not because Yahweh had stopped delivering, but because they wanted to be just like any other nation. Let's continue reading. And it says, "According to all the works which they have done, since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto you. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." So even there you see in the mercy of Yahweh. He could have easily said, "Man, bump them. Let them destroy themselves." But Yahweh said, "Look, give them a king, but let them know what type of king they're going to be receiving." So Yahweh still wait, rising up his servants and sending them early to warn the people. And look at the type of king that they will be receiving. And Samuel told all the words of Yah unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariot. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set over them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them unto his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed, and of your vineyards, and give to his officers, and to his servants. And he will take your men servants, and your maid servants, and your goodliest young men, and your asses, and put them to his work. And he will take a tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants." Now Yahweh let this all be known. And then it says, "And you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen you, and Yahweh will not hear you." Why? Because you done chose the ways of death. You'd rather be ruled over by an oppressor than the righteous king, Yahweh. And Yahweh told our people what type of king that they will receive. And Yahweh is telling us today what type of president you'll have, what type of representatives you'll get. And it don't matter whether they're Democrat or Republican, charter right or independent, they all stand for the same oppression. And Yahweh have told you, Yahweh said that he rules in the kingdom of men, and he sets up over it whomsoever he chooses. And he chose the basest of men. Yahweh told us this. Told us what type of king was going to oppress our sons and our daughters. But look at the response of the people. In verse 19, it reads, "Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, Nay, we will have a king over us." Man, I don't care about what you're talking about not voting. We're going to have a black president. We're going to have a woman president. We're going to have a homosexual president. Man, we're going to have a president that's going to give us reparations. Man, we're going to have a president that's going to give us all our freedom back. And here it is. You don't have 45 presidents in your midst, and you're still not free. You still oppress. You still the tail and not the head. You still the last hired and the first, and you still the last hired and the first fired. They still shooting you down in the streets. They still manhandling your babies. Why? Not because you just under a curse. You under a curse because you chose death. Because anytime we have disobeyed the Most High, anytime when we disobey the Most High, that's exactly what we're choosing unto ourselves. We are choosing to go in the annals of death. And that's why there's no prosperity in our communities. That's why there's no prosperity in our houses. That's why there's no prosperities in the works of our hands. Because we have dedicated our works to walking in the ways of evil and not good. Walking in darkness and not light. Choosing death, but not choosing life. And this is the condition of our people then, and this is the conditions of our people now. And this is why Yahweh is saying, choose life. Yahweh said this in the book of Numbers. No, he said this in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. Because there's some people that are under the impression, they say, man, we just cursed. And these curses will be upon us forever. These curses are just going to be upon us, man. You can't run from this. Man, these curses, I don't care what you do, you're going to be cursed. Well, see why we cursed. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, excuse me. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading the very first verse. Isaiah 30 and verse 1 reads, woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. And that's why we in Babylon today, because we in the shadow of confusion. Because all these choices are choices of death. Now, only one that's walking in darkness would get instruction from a divine being. It's as if an angel came down and said, look, our master, Yahweh of hosts, he commands you to go to the left. Say, you go in the ways of, you go left, all your ways to prosper. But if you go right, all your ways will crumble. Only someone that has already chosen death will sit there and say, I think I'll go right. Yahweh said, I have brought you, I'm Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the house of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. He brought us out of the house of our affliction. But our people want to return back to the house of affliction. Why? Because that's what they know. That's what they're familiar with. Is this spirit sounding familiar? Because when you tell them that Yahweh's vengeance is on rapidly approaching, and he's going to take his people up out of captivity, they finding ways to stay in Egypt. They trying to find ways into electing the Pharaoh, but they're not asking at the mouth of Yah. They're not even asking to stay in captivity at the mouth of Yah. Nobody said Yahweh, the holy and righteous Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh, we know that you said that in 400 years that you will come and redeem your people. But Yahweh, we doing okay here now. So can we get an extension of 15, 20 years? And then in 15, 20 years, we can come out of, nobody asking at the mouth for Yahweh, because they know how foolish that sounds. Why would you want to stay in a land that's oppressing you? Why would you want to stay in a land that's oppressing your people? Because you got a little bit of comfort? Because you got a little bit of money in your pocket? Well, Yahweh said that's why these leaders, that's why Yahweh said he's going to start in his sanctuary. And he's going to start with the ancients. He's going to start with the leaders. Because how dare you not teach the salvation of Yahweh, because everything's going good for you. This is outright perverseness. But this is what choosing death looks like. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Because I'm showing you what choosing death looks like. Because the vast majority of the world is in denial. They denying that they choosing death. And they thinking that choosing life, Yahweh just put us on this earth to do our pleasure and to do our will and to do the things that satisfy us. But Yahweh has given us commandments. Yahweh has given us instructions. And Yahweh has given us testimonies of things that have happened to people that disobeyed the Most High. For people that have chosen death instead of life. Yahweh has given this as a testimony. And Yahweh has gave us a heads up on what happens when we have chosen death. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read the 23rd and the 24th verse. And it reads, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he made with you, and made and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which Yahweh your Elohim hath forbidden you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim." So Yahweh said, don't even make no images and start worshiping them. Don't even make no images and say, that's me. Because I'm jealous. I'm a consuming fire. And what did Yahweh say he's returning back to earth with? His chariots of fire. Yahweh is coming back with his jealousy and his anger and his fury poured out. And he's going to execute this judgment upon all those that are choosing death. Because now that you done chose to be spiritually dead, well, now your physical going to match. Because Yahweh going to come back to bring balance to the earth. Whether you satisfy with it or not. Whether you agree with the timing or not. Whether you agree with this servant or not. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 18th verse. And it reads, Yahweh is long-suffering, of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of your mercy, as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your words. So even though we gave an evil report, even though we didn't want to go into the ways of life, just by Yahweh's servant humbling himself and petitioning for the people, Yahweh said, look, I've already pardoned them. And look at why Yahweh said that he pardoned our people. Because this is why Yahweh is pardoning us today. It says, and Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto my voice. Surely they should not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he have another spirit with him, and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Because why? Caleb and Joshua, they chose life. They said, look, I don't care what the nation's doing. Y'all can fool out and serve idols. Y'all can murmur and say that the land got giants. They ain't nothing but bread unto us. We going to follow Yahweh. But Yahweh said, I done forgave them. I done pardoned them because there's righteous men there. But these rebels, oh, they're not going to see the land. Why? Because they've chosen death. Why are some of our people under the impression that every single Israelite is making it back home? When every single Israelite didn't make it back home the first time. And Yahweh said, we've done worse than our fathers. So why would we expect to get a better result? We just got to choose the ways of life. Because in thinking that way and having that mentality, you've chosen the ways of death. And you're going to walk in the ways of death. You're going to talk in the ways of death. And you're going to act in the ways of death. But Yahweh commanded his people to choose life. This is what Yahweh has commissioned and set before his people. This is what Yahweh has laid before his people. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? Well, Yahweh said that he set before us life and death. So why are we continually choosing death? In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter and the 12th verse, it reads, and I will walk amongst you and will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. And then it says, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain for your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. My people, these are the curses that Yahweh always put upon us for choosing death. Because if you chosen the ways of death, you chose to walk in the ways of evil. And they go hand in hand. And because our people refuse to walk in the ways of life, and they choosing death, they want to know why no life is coming to them. Because when you choose death, you get death. But Yahweh commanded us to choose life. How does it look to choose life? Because I've shown you scripture upon scripture what choosing death looks like. And it's rebelliousness. It's transgressions, iniquities. Because you're going to perpetually start walking in the ways that are not pleasing to Yah. You're going to perpetually start walking in ways that are evil. But Yahweh commanded you to choose life. And what does choosing life look like? And in the book of Ezekiel, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the seventh verse. 2 and 7 reads, "And you shall speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But you, son of man, hear what I say unto you. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat that I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations, mournings, and woe." So Yahweh said, look, the only way that you're not going to be rebellious, like this rebellious house, the only way you're not going to walk in rebelliousness, speak in rebelliousness, walk in rebelliousness, you got to eat this roll that's before me. Ezekiel ate this roll. And he said it was sweet to him, like the honeycomb. But written in this roll was full of lamentations, mourning, and woe. Because the vast majority of the people rejected this roll, refused to eat this roll. So now what they eating on? The carcass of death. The plate, the buffet of death. There is no life in them because they've chosen the snares and the ways of death. But if you want to know what choosing life looks like, then you have to take this role that Yahweh has set before you and eat it. And know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim and that this path has not forsaken you, that this path has not left us, and that this path is just as sure back then, now, and in the future. We have to know, believe, and understand this, and eat this roll if we want to maintain life, if we want to live. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter. Because when you choose life, it looks different. When you choose life, you walk different. When you choose life, your priorities are different. You all about the business of your Elohim. And in the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse. And this is when Nebuchadnezzar had set a decree that no man can serve their Elohim for 30 days. But when these symbols come out and they bring out this image, everybody must bow and worship. And let's look what choosing life looks like. In Daniel, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse, it reads, Nebuchadnezzar had said unto them, spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not serve my deities, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that Elohim that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our Elohim, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your deities, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. And then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat up the furnace 1/7 times more, that it won't be heated. And he commanded the most mighty man that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So here it is. You see three servants of Yah. Three righteous, humble servants of Yah. They didn't get spicy with the king. As Moray Ishaw brought out last night, you really have peace. You even take your battle in peace because you cast your burdens upon the Most High. And they said, look, we don't got to be careful to answer you with this matter, king. We're not going to serve your gods. And they was willing to die. You see, when you choose death, you choose to serve the gods that they had set up and bow to them because you were afraid of man, not the Most High. But we see where men here were choosing life. And they said, look, man, if Yahweh save us, then praise Yah. But if he don't save us, we're not bowing down to your idols. Because we done chose life. We done chose to walk with our Elohim. We done chose to be with our Elohim. We done chose to make a covenant with our Elohim. So we done chose the ways of life. So whatever Yahweh done prepared for us, we willing to go through it, even if that means physical death. This is what choosing life looks like. And when we don't choose these ways, and when we don't walk in these ways, and when we don't hearken unto these testimonies, then what ways are we walking in? What ways are we choosing? What speeches are we giving? Speeches of evil? Speeches of rebellion? Speeches of death? And walking in the ways of death. And you know, and if you're familiar with this testimony, you know that Yahweh delivered them. And even made the same king that made this decree make a decree that you don't serve no other gods but the gods of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Why? Because when you choose life, life goes before you, even if that means your physical light is put out. Because I'm going to show you why. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, and the 26th verse, it reads, "And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands is bands. Whoso pleaseth Elohim shall escape from her, but the sinners shall be taken by her." That's right. When your ways please Yahweh, you get taken from evil. But when you choose death, you get delivered right into evil. And it don't matter whether it's a clamorous woman, a wicked woman, a wicked man. If you've chosen life, then Yahweh will deliver you. Because all the paths of Yahweh are good. Because Yahweh has laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. But when we choose death, you reject the sound wisdom. You reject it to be protected from this woman that has set in her heart to do evil. Or from a man that's in heart to do evil. Because why? You in the congregation of the dead. Because you've chosen death. And Yahweh will make sure that you deliver it into the snares of death. Turn with me to the book of Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter. And in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "Therefore, as I live, saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breeding of nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yah of hosts. Yahweh will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the deities of the earth, and men shall worship him, everyone from his place, even all the isles of the heathens." That's right, because once you done chose life, you know that all life done came from Yahweh. And that there is no way outside of Yahweh that pertains to life. And this is something that all the nations of the earth is going to see. When Yahweh executes his vengeance, when Yahweh executes his judgment, we all going to be seeking Yahweh. We all going to be praising Yahweh. Because there is none besides Yahweh. And if you know this, if you believe this, and you understand this, then the first thing you will be doing is walking in the ways of life. You're going to stop walking in the ways of darkness. You're going to stop defiling Yahweh's Shabbat day. You're going to stop violating the words of Yahweh. You're going to stop going against his commandments, his laws, statutes, and judgments. This is what we're going to stop doing. Because why? You've chosen life. You've chosen the good path that Yahweh has set before you. And in this, Yahweh will let you know that his covenant will be with you. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter. Because as I said, hearken unto the word of Yahweh, that's choosing life. But rejected the word of Yah, that's choosing death. And this is what wisdom lets you know. In the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter and the 13th verse, it reads, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed." Simply, what is that? Whoso despised the word of Yahweh, you're going to be destroyed. Why? Because you've chosen death. You've chosen evil. It says, "But he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded." That's why you don't see prosperity in the world today. Because instead of walking in the ways of Yah, the word of Yah has been despised. Not only has it been rejected, it's been despised. So what do you think is going to happen with the people that carry Yahweh's word? That witness to Yahweh's word, that say we got to return to Yahweh's word, they're going to be despised too. But Yahweh said, "He that fears the commandment of Yah shall be rewarded." And then let's read verse 14. Because I said earlier, Yahweh done snatched some beautiful souls off of this earth. But I don't have a doubt that we will see them again. Because if you've dedicated your works unto Yah, if you've dedicated your words unto Yah, if you've dedicated the talents and blessings that Yahweh have given you unto Yahweh and done works in the name of Yahweh, what do you think? You think Yahweh going to punish and curse you for doing works in his name, righteous works in his name? No. In verse 14, it says, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." And that's what the law of the wise will do. It will deliver you from the snares of death. Because why? You will have wisdom, but you will have understanding. You will know how to depart from evil. You will know how to depart from the ways of death. And go right to Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Because this is the book of the law of wisdom. And look at what the book of the law of wisdom is instructing us to do. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. No, I'm going to start reading at the 26th verse. It says, in the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. So, not only if we keep in the ways of Yahweh, not only are you confident, but Yahweh done made a place of refuge for your children. So now your children are confident in Yahweh. And this says this, verse 27 of Proverbs 14. It says, the fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Because, like I said, the word of Yah will deliver you. It's a fountain of life. And that's what Yahweh's words is. It's salvation. It is the deliverance. Deliver you not from just the heathens. To deliver you not just from Babylon, but to deliver you from the snares of death. Because Yahweh told us to choose his way, choose his word, choose his laws. Yahweh commanded us to choose life. And it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. And in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and the 28th verse, it reads, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, there is no death. So that's why I say, souls that's been taken off of this earth, I'm confident we'll see again. Because if you dedicated your works unto righteousness, Yahweh says that to you there is no death. It's just a moment in time where you're in a state of rest. So Yahweh will refresh you and bring you back refreshed. And you shall stand and continue to praise Yahweh in the sight of the nations. Because Yahweh don't take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, so you know he don't take no pleasure in the death of the righteous. Yahweh has a plan to bring back the righteous. Yahweh has his hand extended to bring back the righteous. We just have to stay dedicated to the path and the walk and the way that Yahweh has set before us. And in following the ways of Yah, Yahweh's word, Yahweh's ways will deliver us from the snares of death. So no wonder Yahweh said, choose life. If you choosing Yahweh, choosing to walk in his way, that's exactly what we're doing. We're choosing life. And if you choosing to go opposite of what Yahweh is commanded, this is why Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and the 20th verse, it reads, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Yahweh is letting us know. If you're not going in the ways of Yah, how are you going in the ways of life? What you're doing is putting yourself in the snares of death. Yahweh's very word is light. So that means that Yahweh's very word is life. His word is so much life that he left this as a testimony in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. If you turn with me there. In the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. This is how powerful the word of Yahweh is. It makes the dry bones shake, come together, stand upon his feet, and be a great army before Yahweh. Because choose the ways of Yah is choosing the way of life. But going in opposition of the way of Yah is going in the ways of death. And this is the choice that we're facing yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the last scripture I will go to is in the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, come, and let us reason unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will and in the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know Yahweh, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. This is how vital it is to choose life. This is how vital it is to choose the direction that Yahweh has laid before us. Because in 2 days, Yahweh will revive us. And in 3 days, we will live in his sight. Because all those that have chosen life, all those that have chosen Yahweh, will stand and live in Yahweh's sight. But those that have chosen death will go in the way of evil. And in the way of evil is in the way of darkness. So fret not. We mourn today, but there's a possibility that we can stand in the gap and be rejoicing tomorrow. Because Yahweh has commanded us to choose life. And if you've chosen life, then that's the path that you, me, and all of those that seek Yahweh should walk therein. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
praise Yahweh. First to get to peace, you must get through violence. Yah, if I'm pissed by the swore, let me go down in silence. Your law has kept me protected, put my soul in refinement. Pay where it's right to my highness, swept through religious triumph. Our weapons sharp and precise, that's how my Yah designed it. Don't make no moves in the war, least Elohim inclines it. Don't win to nothing to Caesar, nor the Nebuchadnezzar. I speak these words out my spirit through the blood of my finger. Now praise Yah, Yah.
All the blessings that I can get.